Thursday. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Hey guys, happy Thursday. So I just got back from vacation this past couple days.
Oh my God, your pictures. I have FOMO. How was the weather? Are you tan? Tell me everything.
I'm just trying to get back into normal life, but it was great. The kids had so much fun. My mom had so much fun. So did my sister. It was like nice because we haven't done that. Like just had like a girls trip with the boys. I'm tan. I'm a little sunburnt still. But yeah, I love Margaritaville. They took such good care of me and my family. They were so great. So Meatballs, I really, really recommend Margaritaville in Orlando. They're so good there. They have like so many activities for the kids. So like at like 2 o'clock, there's like a scavenger hunt. At 3 o'clock, there's snow cones. At like 4 o'clock.
Oh yeah, they're great.
Yeah, like tie dye. There's like little reptiles. They have so much for the kids. So Meatballs with Kids or Meatballs doing their bachelorette or whatever, I highly recommend Margaritaville in Orlando. It's so great. But yeah.
The one in Hollywood is amazing too. Yeah. I've been going to that for years now because I have a condo literally like right there. So then it has like the boardwalk and Margaritaville there. So when I stayed there, I was like, oh my God, like we all need to go here because it's so much freaking fun. The drinks are yummy. Oh, they have like that wave thing there. And I just feel like the staff is like always on point. And like you said, with the kids and stuff. It's so nice. So they have locations everywhere, I think.
They do.
If you Google it. So if you guys like want a nice vacation, a nice getaway, and you're not really breaking the bank, and it's perfect for the kids and you, definitely go.
Yeah, it was like a nice like couple days, just like not thinking, you know?
I know, not worrying about anything. As I'm like here, like trying to pay the bills and everything, because I leave this weekend Florida. So I'm like trying to get all my freaking ducks in a row, freaking out, like going to Target, you know, getting last minute things. And then I still have to pack. So I'm like in that stress mode of like trying to get ready.
Yeah, that was me last week. But oh my God, so weird. So there was a cheerleading competition, I guess, in Florida when I was there last week. And there was all cheerleaders hanging. Like, there was all cheerleaders staying at the Margaritaville. I was like, oh, my God. Imagine if Sissy was cheering and she was here with you. That would have been cool.
I know. So, yeah, there's a ton of cheer competitions. This is, like, the last weekend. So, they have, like, Worlds. They have All-Star Worlds. And then we're going to Summit. So, it's, like, it varies every weekend.
Okay.
So, I think we're the last one, the last competition.
So, we're team out there. You had another team out there, right?
Oh yeah, we had the older teams out there.
Yeah,
the kids, like the senior girls.
The girls looked a lot older that were staying at the Margaritaville. I wonder if your team was there. That's cool. But they were practicing and like so the boys like the boys were watching, and then it looked like a Bring It On thing. Like there was one team and then the other team outside. There was like three teams like going at each other, just like I guess for fun, because it wasn't the actual competition. It was like, it looked like Bring It On, like kind of trying to intimidate each other. I was like, ooh, this is crazy. Nicole would have been right up in there.
No, I literally, I just love cheer. I love it all.
Like before the competition, do they do that? Like kind of like Bring It On type thing?
What do you mean, like practice outside?
Like by each other and trying to intimidate each other?
Oh yeah, well our group doesn't do it. Just because I feel like safety reasons and stuff, but a ton of teams, they go out on the field and they're like throwing shit and everything because yeah, they want to like show their skills to be like, look at us. So it's basically like a show off thing.
Yeah. That's what they were doing. That's what they were doing at the Margaritaville, like in like the outside area, courtyard area. So we were watching it. It was really cool.
Yeah. So I'll be busy doing that. It's her last competition. So freaking excited. Cause you know, I love cheer. It's literally my life. Yeah. So I'm so excited. And my mom's coming. So it's going to be like a girls trip. Yeah, because everyone was supposed to come. Usually, you know, for the last one, it's in Orlando. So we like take advantage of it and go to a park. So I usually have the whole family come. But, you know, Lorenzo can't miss baseball and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's just going to be a girls trip of me, my mom, and Giovanna. And
that'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm just excited for drinks by the pool and nice weather. I want to get tan. I like miss my tan skin. And yeah, I'm excited to get away for a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be nice. And then Meatballs, Cam just turned 3 yesterday. I'm like, what?
Happy birthday, baby.
I'm like, what? How is he 3?
He's so smart for 3, I have to say.
Yeah, he is. But he's,
your kids are very smart.
He's on this cursing thing. He's like, shit, shit, shitty, shit, shit, shitty. I'm like, you stop saying the S word. And then he'll,
shitty?
Yeah. And then he goes, I'm gonna go take a shit. I'm like, no.
Stop
saying
trash.
The S word. Please.
Do you know what Angela says when he's fighting with Lorenzo?
What?
You bitch. And do you know why? And it's literally my fault. I will take ownership of this. Every time I like get hurt, stub my toe, Gianni spanks my ass really hard because, you know, he loves to hurt me like that. I scream bitch. I go bitch, and he's always like right there near me. So now his new word is bitch.
I know, and I do say shit a lot. Like so, like it comes out. I'm like, oh my god, like shit, or you know.
I know, yeah.
And then Chris is like, I'm going to go take a shit. I'm like, don't say that word.
See, there you go. That's Chris's fault.
It's both of our fault.
Say, no, I need to cocky.
Oh, my gosh.
Mom, I got a shit.
I can't. So, like, and then he's like, I'm going to shit on, he says, like, I'll shit on your hair. Like, just stupid.
Ew, sicko, such a boy.
Like, he says shit all the time. Like, I'm going to shit on my head. I'm like, no, you have to stop saying that word. So like now I'm like putting him in his room, like, and he's trying, like he doesn't say it, and then like all of a sudden, like when I tell you, Nicole, the entire time we were, I started ignoring him because I'm like, I'm on vacation, I'm not gonna scream at him every like 2 seconds.
Oh, I know.
Like in the room, like shit, 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 shitty, shitty, shit. I'm like, enough.
Like just like randomly saying it.
Yeah, like bouncing around saying shit. So now I'm like working on that with Cameron. But then if I say it, he's like, don't say that word. I'm like, no, you don't say that word.
Mommy can say whatever she wants.
I'm fighting with my 3-year-old. Like, I can't.
Oh, my God.
So now I'm, like, afraid we're going to be out. And he's going to be like, shit, 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 shit. I'm like, I can't. And then he has a weird thing with cockroach. So, like, we'll be out to dinner, and we're in a restaurant. He'd be like, cockroach. I'm like, you can't say that here. People are going to think there's cockroaches. Like, you're going to get this place shut down. Please.
And I'm why does know he what, say that? Does he like cockroaches?
I don't know. So I think it was because we were in a toy store and they had like a fake cockroach and he wanted it. He thinks bugs are cool. And I'm like, you can't have a, I'm like not having that fake cockroach in the house. Cockroaches are like I'd rather take a mouse over a cockroach any day in my house. Cockroaches freak me out. They're like the grossest thing ever to me. So he wanted the freaking fake toy cockroach. And mm-hmm. then, like, Chris was like, he can have it. I'm like, no, I'm not putting a fake toy cockroach in the house because then they're all going to mess with me with this freaking fake toy cockroach. And, like, I can't handle it. So ever since then, it's like, cockroach. I'm like, oh, my God.
All right, Meatballs, so I want to shout out Magic Spoon. We talked about this last week, and my kids are literally loving it. So in the morning, it's so chaotic, I feel. You know, but trying to get the kids ready for school. Like, I got an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, then a 4-year-old. So everything is just chaotic. And sometimes, like, I don't have the time to make, you know, eggs and ham and all of that stuff. So having Magic Spoon, everybody has their cereal. They're good to go. It's delicious.
Yeah, and I feel like this year, I really want to, like, cut back on my sugar. And especially with the kids, like, I want to cut them back on the sugar because they act like crazy pantses when they have too much mm-hmm. sugar. And what I love about Magic Spoon is it has more protein. And I love that it has a variety pack of 4 flavors. They have cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. And this pack has 0 grams of sugar. And it has 13 to 14 grams of protein and 4 to 5 net carbs. And like Nicole said, it's only 140 calories a serving and it's high in protein, like I said, which I love.
Yes, Meatballs. So you can go to magicspoon.com/meatball to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code Meatball at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions questions asked. Remember, start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/meatball and use code MEATBALL to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Well, Angelo, you know, one of my biggest fear is freaking spiders. Like, I'm arachnophobic. I don't do spiders. I can't be around them. Even if it's like literally a centimeter small spider, like it's not happening. No. Like, I'll hysterically cry. I don't like it. Like, I just don't like it. Angelo loves spiders. So I had to like kind of get over my fear a little bit, or basically just like suck it up, because he makes me buy the moving spiders with like the remote. I have to buy the little spiders. I had to buy a spider box to put all the spiders in. So I have like a mommy spider and the little spiders on the back. I mean, the things we do for our kids, I freaking can't stand spiders, bugs, any of that. And I had to buy all of it for Angelo because he was freaking out that I wasn't buying it for him. Well, I got freaking fake spiders everywhere, and I step on one. I think it's real. I start freaking out, crying, and then I realize it's not. It's not great. It's not. I regret it fully.
Well, you're better than me, because I will not buy that freaking fake robotic cockroach. Not a fucking chance.
Yeah, nasty.
I know. It's boys, man. Like, we'll be outside playing, and they have, like, the bug kits. And CJ's just picking up worms and picking up roly-poly bugs. And, like, I'm like, ew. I'm like, no. I'm like, do not put your fingers near your mouth now. Like, no. Like, they're like, ugh. I'm, like, gross with that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what my kid's doing.
Well, this is why I don't like the weather, because now that it's getting warm out, which is, like, weird, because yesterday it was, like, 80 degrees, and now today is, like, 50. So everybody's going to get sick.
I know.
But the warm weather obviously brings out all the buggies and everybody freaking flying around, buzzing. And then I got spiders on my car now. I feel like that's like a thing. Is it a thing in your driveway? Like, I have trees, but it's literally nowhere near where my car is. And there's always a spider web connected from my car to Gianni's car. And I like have to, I get my purse and I like fling it in the air so I'm not touching spider webs or spider webs. Yeah. No, I need to show you my camera, my freaking driveway.
I don't have that.
I look like a psychopath because I don't know if there's spider webs there. So I'm literally flailing everything to make sure like it doesn't get on me. I hate this time of year. I really do. And then I have big ass freaking wolf spiders on my porch.
Ew.
On my porch. So when I get my Amazon box, like if I'm not home all day and then I go out and get my Amazon box on the porch, there's always a freaking big ass spider underneath it. No. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
I think it's like they know that you hate them so much.
Well, they're attacking me.
Now, what if Angelo decides, Mom, I want to get a tarantula?
No freaking shot.
What would
you do? No. I'll be like, listen, I'll get you a fake tarantula. I mean, I'll do that. I'll do that for you. But a real tarantula? Fuck that.
Imagine.
So Gianni said growing up, I think his brother had a snake. And the snake one day, like, wasn't in the cage. And it was just like roaming around the house.
Slithering
and then it was in someone's
house.
Shoe. Yeah, and then it was in somebody's shoe. Can you imagine?
Shut up.
No, like I wouldn't be able to sleep. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, I read the story. So you know how people have like those big, big, big snakes? I forget what they're called, like boa.
Anacondas?
No, boa constrictors. So people have the big boa constrictors as snakes. So this one lady.
Oh, freak.
No, listen how sick this story is. So this one lady, the snake just slithered around the house, I guess. So she let it do whatever it wanted. And every night she would be in bed and the snake would lay next to her, right?
Oh, freak show.
Oh, yeah. The snake's like cuddles with me. And then somebody said, no.
Like it's a cat?
No. Someone goes, this snake, what boa constrictors do is they basically like see, what is the word? Laying next to the lady because it was measuring her up to see how long he had to be to freaking eat her.
Oh, and here she thinks, oh, he loves me. We're cuddling.
So
no, he's playing in your death, bitch.
Yeah, look that up. It's like a real story. And she had to get rid of the freaking snake because the snake was freaking measuring her up to eat her. Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Because no. They could do that. They eat like whole things. Like they can eat freaking human being. Like, no.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't like snakes like that.
Me neither. Oh my God. And then talking about snakes. So when we were in Florida last, a couple days ago, there's anacondas, not only alligators, but there's now anacondas in the Everglades because there was like a, I guess a pet trade that was illegal and people got anacondas and then they started putting them in the swamps.
Oh my
God. Yeah. So now I'm like, oh my God, now
Florida's wild.
So when you go to Disney, you have to like watch out for anacondas, I guess. But where the Everglades is, I don't know if they're in Orlando, but.
See, this is why I don't do anything water except for a freaking a pool or like the Bahamas. I didn't mind because it's so clear. Yeah. You could see everything. But like for me, one of my other biggest fears is freaking the ocean because I'm terrified of sharks. I'm terrified of the ocean. There's things in there we don't even fucking know about. There's aliens, which
I don't like.
I love aliens. But I mean, being caught in the ocean, like I just, that bugs me out. And my kids love the ocean, going to the beach out there. I freak the fuck out. I'm like, Gianni, I don't want them out there. Like, God forbid. And like the sharks. I don't like the sharks. And then,
like the ocean has like a mind of its own. Like, you can't say don't do a riptide. Like, you don't know if there's a riptide coming in and like takes you out. Like,
that's why, I think that's why I don't like the ocean also. I remember going, as a little kid and I would always get stuck under the waves. And I would be like, this is it.
My mother-in-law loves it. Like, she even said when she dies, she wants to be sprinkled out into the ocean. But
oh my God. She's like the grandma in Moana when she turned into a stingray.
She loves the ocean. But when we were in Miami, she was like, do you care if I bring the kids to the beach? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I was like, just let them, don't let them like go in there though.
I don't want them. I mean, they could like dip their feet in, but they're not swimming in there. I don't want them
in there. She's like, no, it's the, I guess like the beach in Miami is different from the beach in New Jersey. I guess it's not as like hectic out there. I don't know. But I was like, some videos and I felt bad because CJ was loving the waves and I'm like, well, you better enjoy it because I'm not going to I hate the beach. I hate the sand. I hate the ocean. Like anything about it. Like I'll do if I'm in Aruba, like I'll do the ocean there, but I'll sit by the pool. Like I'm a pool girl. Me and Chris are pool people. Like I'll sit by the pool, but we'll walk
to the ocean. Yeah, I love pool.
Like I'll never sit out on the ocean in Aruba or somewhere because it's so freaking hot. I think it's hotter on the beach.
Yeah, so Gianni is the beach person, and he gets mad that I'm, like, really not a beach person. Even though I was trying to find the beach, everyone always says this. They're like, but you were trying to find the beach drunk. I was like, yeah, because I was wasted, and my drunk ass wanted to be in the ocean. I hate the ocean. So I don't know what Dren was thinking. But I'm just, like, not a beach person. I don't – like, I'll lay there for, like, a second, but, like, I'm not trying to spend all freaking day there. I don't know how people spend all day at the beach. Just, like, sitting there, you get sand in your butt crack. Like, you're randomly just, like, going to bed and then you crunch on a piece of sand. I hate it. I hate
it. No, my mother-in-law loves the beach. Like, she would live on the beach. Like, she could stay there for hours.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't.
And, like, that's her happy place. Like, for me, that's my pool. Like, that's the pool. Like, that's why I really like Margaritaville because it's, like, the kids could play.
Yeah.
Because there's sand, but it's a pool. So I'm like, all right. It's like the pool beach. It's great. I don't have to worry. They could play in the sand. I bring their sand toys. It's like they get a little both.
All right, so you heard it here first, guys. The meatballs prefer a pool over the beach. Yeah. Where's the beach?
Yes. There's weird things in the ocean, and the waves are crazy. But anyway, getting back to where I was. So there's anacondas now in Florida and they actually have, you know how usually it's just like the signs, like watch out for alligators and like the swampy waters. There's snakes now too. They have like the snake things. I'm like, oh my goodness. This is crazy pants. Those Floridians over there have to worry about.
Crazy. I would be terrified. Alligators. Yeah. I would be terrified to live there and have like a small animal.
Oh yeah. You can't.
Like how scary.
Well, they say like there's people that live in Florida. They have like alligators that just are in their backyards and they name them. They're like, oh, there's Jack. Like just coming out of the swamp. And they like hit him away with sticks. Like, get out of here.
Oh my God.
Imagine if you're just like hanging out and like an alligator's at your back door. Like, oh
no, I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
I'm good with my deer. I like seeing like deer.
Yeah.
I like to give them my apples.
Yeah, that's like one thing. Like when I get nervous with Disney, if I'm like staying at the resorts, if there's like, you know how they have like the lakes in the back, like the alley.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you're when is your Disney trip? Like your actual Disney trip?
May 18th. So I go to Orlando. We're doing, so the plan is go to Orlando, do Giovanna's competition. It's basically 3 days all day from like, I'm talking 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. all day of cheer. So we're going to do that from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday, I got a late flight home so we can go to Universal. I never went to Universal with Giovanna before. No, because I just feel like, you know, with the kids and everything, we always just went to the regular parks with like the kiddie rides because they were never like tall enough. So I was like, what's the point of going? So now Giovanna is like almost as tall as me. And well, I've been there, but not with my kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited to bring Giovanna. She like loves the rides, but she doesn't. So I'm excited to do like something more like teenager with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're not doing like baby rides and stuff. So we're going to do that Monday. And then we come back and then we go back for our family vacation the 18th.
Oh, nice. And that you'll do Disney.
Yeah, that I'll do Disney and all like, yeah, like all the parks and everything. So my May is booked up. I am booked.
Fun. You're fun.
Ready to go. Yeah, and then it's Memorial Day weekend and it's down the shore we go.
Oh, yeah. I know. I have to come to your shore house this summer.
I feel like I invited you a bunch of times.
I know. I'm like the worst. I know.
The worst.
Because usually, like, I'm like, all right. And then I'm, like, just in the backyard. I'm, like, lazy to drive. I'm like, I'll get there.
Well, even Chris. Like, I would love Chris to come. He could, like, take the jet ski, go on the boat.
I know. Gianni and Chris.
I want them to hang out.
Now are exactly the same person. They're very much alike.
Yeah. And they get along. Like, Gianni, like, truly likes Chris.
Yeah, same. Yeah, Chris loves Gianni. Meatballs, if you're like me, Nicole, you need your sleep. We love sleeping in cool rooms and having cold sheets, and that is why we love Miracle Made sheets.
We're like spiders.
We really are weird. And like the Miracle Made sheets are so great because they're self-cooling properties for better quality sleep, and they use silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA. And Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. And like, I love that because if I get really hot, I can't sleep. I'm like, and then I also am weird because I feel like I can't be out of my sheets because a monster is going to get me. So I love that Miracle Made sheets just keep me cool throughout the night, and they're designed for your skin. So with Miracle Made sheets, it helps stop bacteria, and you know, bacteria can clog your pores and cause breakouts. So it helps to sleep clean, because Miracle Made sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. So no more gross odors.
All right, meatball. So if you want to get a nice sleep, a cozy sleep, and we're obsessed with this, go to trymiracle.com/meatball to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Meatball checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, which you will be, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/meatball and use the code Meatball to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/meatball to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Oh, yeah. Did you make... So one thing about Disney meatballs, you have to make your reservation 60 days prior. So right now, because I leave July 3rd, I go to Disney. Did you make your reservations yet? Your food reservations?
Yeah, everything's done.
Yeah. So you have to... So my alarm is set for the 60-day notification so I can get on.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare.
For the places that I want. So... I'm like, I thought it was today. So I have like I was like stressed out. I'm like, oh my God, I have to make my reservations. But I still have like 2 days. And then I'm going to make all my reservations. Because
yeah, it's literally a nightmare.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, my God. And then if I don't get it, I sign up for the Mouse Watcher app.
Mm-hmm.
Because then any time somebody cancels, you get a notification. And then you could sign right in and get the reservation. So did you know about that?
No, I never heard of that.
Yeah. So if you can't get a reservation at the like the restaurants you want in Disney, you go to Mouse Watcher app and
mm-hmm.
you put in the date and time you want. And then if somebody cancels their reservation, it'll ding and then boom, you get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really great. So, but I'm hoping I don't have to do that. I'm hoping that I could just get right into those reservations. That's one thing that's annoying with the whole, with Disney, with the reservations. It's like, cause then if you don't get the places you want, it's so hard. You're not getting in unless you make a reservation.
No, it's literally ridiculous. And I just got my park passes and I feel like everything is just like getting higher in price.
Oh my God.
And I mean, like, it's worth it, but like, I'm still like biting my tongue. I'm like, oh my God,
I know.
Like, it's so expensive. And especially, you know, if you have a bigger family, like it's five of us. And then, you know, like I'm paying for, you know, other family members and stuff like that. Like my mother-in-law and stuff. And it adds up. It adds up. And I'm like, holy shit. So yeah, it's a lot.
Lower your prices, Disney. Come on.
I mean, come on now.
Sorry, I'm making coffee. It's like loud as shit.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah. So that's my next thing on my thing. Next thing. So I have this weekend, we have Cameron's birthday party. So I have that going on.
Oh, we're supposed to say we're missing it.
I know, but it's okay. We could celebrate another time.
Yes.
But yeah, so yeah, this weekend we have Cameron's birthday party. And then I need to make my Disney reservations. And then I'm like, I feel like I'm all right. I have like a little time to like chill.
Not like stress about anything.
Yeah, and then I'll worry about my next Disney trip. But that's not until July. So
yeah.
So, yeah. I'm excited to like, once Cameron's birthday party's done, because I'm like making sure like he wants, he likes Gunkster, as everybody heard him say the last time. He loves Gunkster, which is like...
What the heck is Gunkster?
So, and this weekend we're going to Monster Jam. I'm more excited than the kids, I think. So, it's a monster truck. So, Gunkster is a monster truck, and he loves him. He sleeps with him at night. That's how much he loves this freaking monster truck. So, I had to, like, go on, like, special websites to kind of, like, DIY this monster truck birthday party. Like, I had to do, like,
oh, yeah. And, like... Well, Etsy, too, I'm sure had stuff.
No, because Gunkster isn't, like, one of the mainstream monster trucks. So, Gunkster is Hot Wheels monster truck. They're all Hot Wheels, but then there's Monster Jam. And Monster Jam hot trucks are hot trucks. I can't speak. Monster Jam monster trucks are, like, more popular. And Gunkster is not that. He does, like, glow parties. So... I couldn't find Gunkster anything. So I had to like, I had to get pictures and get them on like certain things. And yeah, it was like a whole thing, but he's getting his Gunkster birthday party. He's getting it. So thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Do what you gotta
do. Shout out to Zazzle. They're great.
Oh, I just ordered from Zazzle.
Yeah. I like them because I was able to get everything Gunkster from there.
Yeah.
And that's also where I get like, oh my God, I'm like in a coffee shop.
What the hell is that?
It's my cappuccino. So Chris always wanted a cappuccino maker. And he never... So one thing about Chris, he will never purchase something expensive for himself. He'll never do it. He's like very like... I don't want to say the word cheap, but he's like...
No, please. We're all cheap.
But he like... He won't purchase nice things for himself ever. So
poor
for
thing.
Christmas, I was like, he kept saying he wanted a cappuccino maker, but he wasn't good. Like, and I know him. He would buy like a shit one. So I'm like, you know what? I'm the opposite. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, cappuccino maker, you really got to spend the money on.
Yeah. So I'm the type of person. I like to get the good stuff. So
I. Yeah, because then it'll last.
Yeah. So for Christmas, I got him like one of the better cappuccino makers, but I use it also. So. but he loves it. It was definitely worth the purchase. Like, even, like, the housework, I'm like, just get somebody to do it. Like, he worked. Chris is a hard-ass worker. He's working Monday through Friday. He's leaving work at 4 in the morning. He's getting...
Oh, yeah, he's a boss.
5, you know, at night. And then I'm like, you're exhausted. Like, you're not going to want to, like... You should rest. Hang out with the kids. Why are you going to go out and, like, pick all the weeds and, like, do shit? Like, get somebody to do it. Eventually, like, he finally did. So I was like, thank God. Because he likes to do everything by himself. He likes to, like, do all the yard work. He likes to fix things. Like, he likes to do everything on his own. And I'm like, sometimes you just have to call the guy, you know?
Oh, I know.
I'm like, just
yeah,
Gianni's
the same way.
Just call the guy.
Yeah. I'm like, instead of, like, being stressed over this, like, let's just call someone to get it done.
Yeah. So eventually he usually does. But, you know, some like a lot of things he does fix himself, and he's great at it. He's like, Chris really is, like, the man of all traits over here. But I'm like, you need a rest. Like, relax. Hang out with the kids. Like, you don't need to be outside picking weeds. You're all right.
I know.
I can't. Anyway. So my algorithm for TikTok got so much better.
Oh my God, mine is terrifying.
Really? Yes, mine's so much better. I'll tell you what you have to do. So I don't know how I got here. Oh my God, cool. My coffee doesn't have any beans in it.
Oh man.
I didn't put beans in it. The struggles.
You want to talk about a struggle? My Starbucks closed and I have to go to another Starbucks.
How far is it?
I mean, it's like 5 minutes longer. I mean, talk about me complaining about stupid shit, but it's very inconvenient. I have to go in a totally different way.
There's people dying, annoying. Kim.
There's people dying. I know. Nicole, shut up. I think I'm getting my period because I've been, like, complaining about, like, the stupidest shit.
It's fine. Everybody complains about stupid shit.
I hate myself.
Normal. But anyway, what you have to look up, and then you'll get in a really cool algorithm. So I live by McGuire Air Force Base and by Fort Dix. So, like, there's, like, a lot of planes that go over, a lot of Army planes and stuff like that. So randomly I was like, oh, is there any air shows that are going to be at McGuire? Because sometimes they do that. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden my algorithm started bringing me up to, like these aviation with the military and, like, this military dog TikTok. And then do you know that there's girl fighter pilots? Like, beautiful women fighter pilots.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that
these
before.
These girls are so freaking badass.
Especially women in the Marines.
Oh, yeah.
They're gorgeous, and they'll kick a freaking guy's ass. But I love it.
I'm, like, so into these fighter jets now. Now that I'm on this, like, algorithm, like, the fighter jets are so freaking cool. And then the ground people, like, the ground, I guess, I don't know what they're called, the ground crew. So when the planes are going out, they do, like, this whole, like, dance, and, like, they do a whole routine. And, like, they pretend to pull the plane. They do, like, a whole thing. And then they, like, see the pilot off, and, like, the pilot, like, is, like, doing a thing inside the plane. I don't know. I got there. I don't know how I got here, but I'm happy. I really like it. I'm like, I think I'm going to come back in another life, and I'm going to be a fighter pilot.
I got to show you what I was looking at. And I of course I looked at it, like, I couldn't sleep, and I feel like when I'm on TikTok, oh my God, it's loud. Sorry. I feel like when I'm on TikTok, and I, like, keep watching things, my eyes get tired, then I start to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, like, if I can't fall asleep, I'll do that.
Yeah. I do that too.
Yeah, but what did I look up? It was, oh, the gin. So I was watching something, and then it was like, oh, they look like gins. And I'm like, oh, what the heck is a gin? Dina?
What?
I'm gonna send it to you right now.
No, please don't. Please don't. Do not send it to me because my algorithm is all cool stuff right now.
Please, can you just look at it so you can see what I was staring at the 12:30 in the morning?
I don't want to see it. Just because you are upset you saw something bad, it doesn't mean I have to look at it too.
All right, so basically it's like a demon in a cave.
Yes.
And all you see is the face, and they're going,
what?
And then, yeah, and they're just like real djinns. They're demons. What the frick? They're usually found in caves, and they just stare at you. And they're people, but they're demons. So like they're like just stuck in this body. Cavemen? But then djinns pretend to be human, so then they can distract you and eat you. Oh my. It's really scary.
Ew.
So that is my algorithm right now, is freaking gin. Well, so if you guys are freaks and want to look it up and scare yourself, it's G-I-N-N.
Well.
Or G. J. J-I-N-N.
I can't. Yeah, don't send that to me. Right now I'm on like the Air Force, military, aviation. I have the dog military. Do you know that these dogs come out in parachutes?
Oh, yeah. The dogs are beasts. Crazy. Yeah, and then when it's their last day and they like retire with their person, yeah, and everyone's like crying and shit. Oh my god, it's the cutest.
I love
thing
it. I keep the training these dogs go through, and then like the person that like as that they're like with their partner, they literally yeah. are attaching them, jumping out of planes and stuff. Like that's
no, it's wild.
I'm gonna start trying to find out like who these military people are that I'm watching, and then you know how people come up to us and they're like, I love your show. I'm going to be like, I love yeah. the way you fly. I think it's really cool.
Like, you're the best. I love you.
Like, you're freaking weird.
I can't.
Because we were by McGuire. So I definitely want to bring yeah. the kids to an air show. I think that'll be so cool for them. And for me, it'll be like monster.
Oh, yeah. I used to go there when I was little.
Really? I never went. But they do have them here.
Yeah, I used to watch that. It's sick. And thank you for anyone, if anyone's listening, you're a military family or you're in the military, you serve the country, we yes. freaking love you.
Thank you for your
like,
service.
Thank you so much. Like, it's amazing what you guys do, what your family does. It's
yes.
it's
thank crazy. You for your service. I mean, you guys are amazing. Yes. And like I said,
we
I'm like
you.
Watching all of this and I'm just like, they are so cool. They really are.
So freaking cool.
They are. I'm like, oh my God, they're cool.
Okay, Moamas, get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that won't break the bank. Shady Rays is an independent sunglass company offering a world-class product rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Their shades have durable frames and crystal clear optics, making them the perfect choice for all outdoor adventures. They have the premium polarized shades, and they have a ton of styles and colors to pick from, so finding your next pair of shades is a breeze. You guys know that us meatballs love our shades, and we want to look cute in them. They have such a variety. I literally love all of them. I just wore mine to the Lorenzo's baseball game and I felt protected. I felt pretty. Literally love Shady Rays.
And I just got back from Florida, and what I love about Shady Rays is their lost and broken protection plan, because I think I lost my glasses like 12 times.
Oh, you do that a lot.
I'm the worst. Like, I put something down and then I forget where I put it. So if your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence, because they have your back long after you purchase. And there's a hassle-free shipping and return. So if you don't love your shades, you can exchange them or return them worry-free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. So exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. So head to ShadyRays.com and use code Meatball for $20 off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Yeah, so that's what my algorithm is. And you're on freaking weird.
And mine is demons. Great.
I was for a while on weird shit like that, like mimics. And then I was like, I cannot watch.
Yes, mimic. That's what it was. It was a video of a mimic, and then they were like, no, that's a djinn.
Yeah, it was like in the, because the Appalachian Mountains have those things, I guess. They're called mimics. What?
That's what I was just watching, too.
Whatever.
See, this is my algorithm.
I'm tick.
See, you know
I cannot get back into that algorithm. I was ticking.
Skinwalkers.
So
the skinwalkers, and then they're freaking whistling and stuff, yeah. And you have to pretend you didn't hear it. I would drop dead.
Oh my God.
Like, just end my life. Like, I don't want, nope.
Yeah, I had to get out of that algorithm. That got me scared. I was like, no. I guess it's in the Appalachian Mountains. I don't know. But I'm hoping I never get back onto that algorithm. I hope I stay on, like, the military and stuff like that. Because that's
literally terrifying.
But yeah, so I'm assuming that's what your algorithm is. And ew.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Also, I also got into the tornadoes that were happening in Nebraska and Iowa.
Nebraska.
But yeah, I feel so bad for all those people. Those tornadoes were freaking crazy. I saw like a whole bunch of.
Are they used to getting tornadoes?
I don't think like this. Like these were like one right after the other, like F5s. Like I guess they were taking videos and they were in their tornado shelters and came out and their house was gone. Like these poor freaking people.
Jesus Christ. Okay. The world is falling apart. Mother Nature is like, fuck you for polluting me. I'm coming after all of you.
If any of our meatballs are in anywhere that the tornadoes hit, I'm sending you my love because, so terrible. It's poor people.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the weather. The weather is weird. I don't know.
But Mother Nature is mad at us.
It really might be. I think it's
not great. Sick,
but
all right, before we give each other anxiety, about the world.
No, but honestly, the weather's great.
Questions.
The weather's been great.
Let's do fan questions.
The weather's been great. Oh, wait, I wanted to ask you one thing. So there's this trend on TikTok and it goes, would you rather your daughter be in the woods with a man or a bear?
What do you mean a man?
Right.
Like a freaking pervert?
No. Okay. We don't know anything about the man. It's just a man.
Oh, I need to know details about the man. Is he a serial killer?
No, I don't think he's a serial killer. It's just, so all, like, the moms are asking the dads this, but I was like, let me ask my meatball. We don't know anything about the man. The man is just a man. We don't know if he's bad. We don't know if he's good. He could be a good man. And a bear. And then there's a bear.
I mean, is it a nice bear?
Well, you don't know anything about the bear either.
I need more details. Neither. My baby's with me.
Well, everybody, all the guys have been picking in the bear. That's the world we're living in today. Well, yeah.
I was literally thinking the bear. That's why I said, is he a nice bear?
Yeah. Every dad has been picking the bear over a man. And I mean, I would too. I would pick a bear also.
Yeah, people are fucking freaks. Did you see that viral thing on, I think it's Twitter, but it's probably everywhere, where they were like at a game or something, and this old guy was biting this kid's ear.
I did see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh my people God. And the kid didn't even react because he's probably freaking used to being abused by him. Disgusting.
Fucking gross.
They found him on Facebook.
Good. I hope that he gets put in jail.
Oh, I hope they castrate him.
Yeah. What a psychopath.
Literally disgusting.
So, yeah, I would pick a bear. But it's
same.
What a sad world.
Well, I hope it's a nice bear.
Right? What a sad world we live in that everyone's picking a bear over a person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I just want to say one more thing that I saw, which I thought was really cool. I find all this information on TikTok. I really, if it gets shut down, I don't know what I'm going to do. So they said, so my kids, well, definitely Cameron is super picky eater. And I saw on TikTok that if you put a candle on the table, that, and like clearly you shut off all like TV and everything, but if you put a candle on the table, it'll make your kid eat. Because it's in
really
to, in like caveman history, to sit around a fire and eat. So if they see like a lit candle, it's going to make them eat better. You think that's true?
Huh.
You think?
I mean, I don't know.
Do you think that's true? I'm going to try it tonight.
Probably not, but hey, you try it. Do an experiment.
I think I'm going to try it tonight. I'm making chicken, so I'm going to say.
Leah, well, let's say.
I'll let you know next week if the candle works.
I can't.
I know. Oh, man. I can't either. All right, let's go to meatball questions. I am, though. I'm going to try it tonight with Cameron. I'm going to light a candle. I'm going to put the chicken in front of him, and I'm going to see if he eats better. freaking.
Let me know if it works, because then I'm going to get a candle.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'm trying it tonight. Okay, meatballs, let's look at your fan questions.
Fan questions.
Okay, this one's fun. What was your favorite teen show growing up? Dawson's Creek, The OC, Saved by the Bell, etc. And which character did you most identify with? For me, it was Beverly Hills 90210, and I definitely was Brenda. Jacqueline S.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Well, my favorite, and a lot of people don't know of the show, and if you don't, you have to binge it somehow. It was on Netflix. It's not on Netflix anymore. Roswell.
I knew you were going to.
It was on WB11, and I remember I missed one episode, and I was hysterically crying. Like, the world was over. I was obsessed with it. It's about humans, but they're aliens, and the government's trying to get them. It's just like, it's my jam, because you guys know I love aliens. So Roswell was my number one show growing up.
Yeah, I guess if I had to pick, I feel like, what did I watch back then? I did watch Saved by the Bell. I mean, I guess I watched like Full House. Is that back then? Or is it years?
Yeah, I would say Full House.
I really liked Full House. And I guess I would say Michelle Tanner.
Oh, the baby.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. How old are we watching this? All right. I'll say Saved by the Bell.
Well, yeah, because they're our age. The
I guess it has to be our age. Okay, so I'll say Saved by the Bell. And I would say Lisa. I feel like I'm like a Lisa.
Okay.
Let's see. Next. Okay. Hi, meatballs. Love you, girls. I'm planning a family vacation with my husband and 3-year-old son and in-laws in June. I love Dina's vacation binder. Doesn't everyone? I love my vacation binder, too. Dina, any tips on what to include in my binder? Do you have specific tabs or things to include? Thank you. Nicole's very good at planning trips too. I would say like a lot of like fun activities. Definitely make reservations for your restaurants. I feel like we already spoke about that. But I like to do like day-to-day things. I like to have a plan. What about you, Nicole?
Yeah, I definitely like to have, well, some days I like it to be just like nothing, like we're just going to go by the pool and sit. Yeah. But then like, you know, Disney trips, when we're going to parks, it's like, okay, we have to be there at 6:30. We're going here and then here and then here at this time. So I'm a little of both, I would say. But when I'm not with my kids and like I go somewhere by myself, I like being very spontaneous because I feel like with the kids, it's always so like, you need to have a schedule because, you know, it's the kids. You got to, you know, deal with naps and everything. So,
yeah. Like, for example, for my Disney trip, like when we first get there, we're going to like hang out by the hotel, like because my kids are young. So I'm not going to do the full day at the park. So at night, we'll go to Epcot. I already have that planned. Now I have to make the reservation because I want to go to space for dinner. So I have to do that. And then July 4th, we're going to do breakfast. I already have planned at the resort. And then we're going to just like that day is going to be a chill day. We're going to just hang out at the resort. And then we're going to be at Yacht Club. We're going to be by Epcot. So I'm going to do dinner at Epcot at night so we can watch the fireworks. See? And then the next day I'm going to do Hollywood Studios and we're going to do a character dinner there. And then after the next day, we're going to do Magic Kingdom and then do dinner at Cinderella's Castle. I already have it all planned out and I'm very excited.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, you just kind of like,
especially for Disney,
make a little schedule. And sometimes the schedule's not going to, you know, be perfect, but just as long as you have like a little, like, I guess something to like go by. But yeah, some days I like to just relax too. Okay, what's another question? Love y'all. Hi from Texas. I never miss the Meatball Pod or Brotherly Love Pod. Oh my God, yes, I love the Brotherly Love Pod too. My question is, I support all the meatballs, but I'm not one. What if you make a term non-meatball? I'm making merch. I'm having merch FOMO big time. I'm like a Sam and Jenny. No one would ever believe me in my meatball merch.
How are you not a meatball,
anybody
though?
Could be a meatball.
Yeah. So people think just because they're not short that, you know, they can't be a meatball. That's not what meatball means.
No. Yeah. Meatball means like you just like to have fun and you're positive.
You're a good time.
And like you have a good time. Yeah. And you're like a ball of energy. But you don't have to be short.
You don't have to be short.
But I like that she likes the Brotherly Love Pod. I love that too. You should start. I loved the Lawrence Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that. I liked that show. I loved the Lawrence Brothers. But you should listen to their pod. It's great. They're funny.
Oh, so that's who they are.
Yeah, the Brotherly
Love Pod. I thought it was that show that you like.
Vampire Diaries?
No, the reality show.
Which one? What do I like?
Is it a Big Brother?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
it's not that?
No, it's the Lawrence Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. Andrew, Matt, and Joe.
Got it.
Yeah, and they're funny. I love, like, their banter and stuff. They're good. Don't tell Chris, though. He gets jealous.
Oh, man, he's jealous.
Man, we should try and get them on our pod. We should get the Lawrence Brothers on our podcast.
Oh, we definitely could.
Yeah.
Should we message them?
Chris is going to be like, what are you doing? No. I'm just kidding. Chris isn't a jealous person. I like to tease him. Okay. Snooki and Diener. I've been a huge fan of both of you ever since the first season of Jersey Shore. Nothing but love for you guys. I would literally poop my pants if you answered my question. Okay. Question is, what makeup do you guys use for foundation, concealer, setting powder? Also favorite makeup brand. Love you both. Your fellow meatball, Amanda from Portland, Oregon. Aw, how sweet.
Oregon?
Oregon.
Isn't it Oregon?
Oh, maybe.
You Oregon? Might be- Oregon?
Oregon. You might
Oregon?
Be- Portland.
How do you say it, man?
I don't know. Hey, Google. How do you say Oregon? That's Oregon.
Oregon?
Yes.
I was like, wait, that doesn't sound right.
I'm Oregon. Sorry.
I'm sorry we butchered your state.
Portland from Oregon. Oh my God. Portland, Oregon. Anyway, Amanda, I use just CVS makeup. I think I use Revlon is like my foundation and my powder, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just use like stuff from CVS. I don't.
Yeah, makeup. Makeup, but I don't go crazy with anything. I feel like I use Maybelline from CVS. I definitely get all my stuff from CVS, like foundation, if I need like, you know, like a new shadow palette, because I do like shimmer. I'll go to CVS and grab it. I don't really go to Sephora or Ulta for makeup.
I never go to
Ulta. I feel like Giovanna goes there more than me.
Yeah.
Like if I go there, I'll get like
MAC. I don't use any of that stuff. I'm not.
If I go there, I'll do the under eye patches to have when we're filming. Because you know how tired we get with that. But that's the only thing I buy really at Sephora. We're drugstore people.
I'm Walgreens, CVS.
Yeah, we're easy.
Yeah, I think my stuff's Revlon, honestly.
We are super easy.
Yeah. We're not fancy like that. Except for my cappuccino maker.
Exactly. I like to spend money on like a bag. Like I treat myself to a bag once in a while.
Yeah. Usually customize my bags. I'm like the worst though. I like my makeup goes in my bag. It falls all over the place. I like don't get fancy stuff because I just ruin it. Like even like fancy shoes. I think Chris for my birthday got me two pairs of Louboutins once. Like,
oh yeah.
My birthdays. But that's the only like I would never – I guess I get that with Chris. And like, I would never buy myself that stuff because I'm like, I know it's not going to last. But the Louboutins I take very good care of.
Oh, yeah.
But all right, Meatball. Those are all of our fan questions that we have today.
Okay. Well, I got to go get ready. I'm like in stress mode of packing, making sure everything's done, making sure the laundry is done for the kids. Oh, you know, like – Gianni's a great father. You know, he's amazing, hands-on, like super, just a super great father. But when it comes to dressing Angelo, it's just like, what do I do? What does he wear? So I have to lay out all the outfits. Like this is...
I get that.
Yeah, this is for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I have to do his laundry, make sure the outfits are laid out on the bed. You know, make sure there's like things to like heat up quick in the fridge. You know, it's not easy to like leave for like 4 or 5 days, because especially when you're leaving, you know, your other kids home and your husband, like, you want to just make sure the house is good. Nobody's stressing out. Everything's done. So Gianni doesn't have to like stress about finishing the laundry or trying to cook. Like, I just want everything to be good for my boys.
Yeah, that's what I do when I leave for filming. It's not right with me. Yeah.
Just like, I got to get all this shit done. So, everyone, meatballs, wish Giovanna luck. She is going against 25 teams at Summit this weekend.
He's going to kill
him. So I'm hoping that she makes day two. Day two, only like 10 teams advance. So I'm praying that she makes day two. If not, it is what it is. She's number one in my eyes. So
amazing.
Yeah, just watch my story. I'll be showing a lot of cheers stuff. And yeah, do you have fun at the birthday party? Happy birthday to the baby.
Yes, I have Monster Jam and Cameron's birthday this weekend. So yeah, we'll fill
you. Are you gonna drink at Monster Jam
next week? What?
Are you gonna drink at Monster Jam?
I don't know because it's Cameron's birthday. Oh yeah, probably.
Remember, you were like, I'm gonna have a wine. I'm at Monster Jam.
Oh yeah, I drink at Monster Jam. I have a great time. I have so much.
I love it.
And Chris isn't really like a big drinker, so like he usually
Chris isn't a drinker.
Like not like. Not like there. Like he doesn't drink like there. It's not like his thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Plus somebody has to drive.
I know, that's true.
And
that's true.
So yeah, I'll probably have a couple wines at Monster Jam. I mean, unless Chris wants to drink, then I'll drive, but he knows I like to have my wine at Monster Jam.
Yeah, do what you gotta do.
Yeah. All right, meatballs.
All right, Jay. We did it.
Let's get sauce, meatballs.